Cameron from Cameron's Toys for Kids, benefiting Kids Need More. It's Anna and Raven. Cameron, how old are you?
15.
You're 15 years old. And how many years have you been collecting all these toys?
Since I was 7.
Here's a little inside scoop. Cameron is my niece, and I've been so proud of her. She's done such big things with this before. Every year, she's chosen different charities to benefit, really seeing a need in her community. And how did this idea all get born, Cameron? Let's kind of start at the beginning.
When I was 7 in Walmart, I saw one of those coin donation things, and I wanted to do the same thing and kind of get into it and try to help other people in the same way that that was.
Are we talking about one of them spiral things?
Yeah. You know, when you put the coin in and it just spins around and around and around and around. As a kid, those things catch your eyes, but I don't think the average 7-year-old would think, hey, what's that collecting money for, and then realize it's to help other children and say, I want to do that too.
I know that you're going to be very, very modest right now, Cameron, but can you give me an estimate of how many toys that you think that you have personally made sure got donated over the last 8 years, and this is the 9th year. So how many toys so far?
I don't know, in the thousands.
I think, again, being pretty modest there, I mean, it's probably, at this point, well over 15,000 toys, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you get so many people to give so generously?
I just inform everyone about it on Facebook and social media, and I like to let other people know what it's for and what I'm doing.
So is it a special collection day, like over a course of a weekend that you collect them? How does it work?
I usually start in like November or October. That's pretty early, but over that period of time, I get a bunch of toys leading up until that date that I'm donating.
If you don't have the time to go out and pick up these toys and make a donation that way, you can also donate monetarily. And Cameron actually goes out and does a ton of bargain shopping for more toys before they make these donations. It's amazing.
So how many toys do you think you're going to collect this year?
A really good amount. Maybe in the thousands.
It feels like this year there are many people that are obviously going through stresses that they haven't before. I mean, there's always a certain percentage, right? We know that there are people always suffering in our communities. But I think this year, with so much uncertainty, if you are lucky enough to be working or lucky enough to have done that, you've certainly incurred other expenses throughout this year. And frankly, there's some uncertainty. What will the rest of this winter look like? What will next year look like? And these are hard decisions when you're thinking about providing a Christmas for the kids.
Cameron, you started this when you were 7 years old, but you're 15 now. And I'm going to be very blunt and honest, because as a mom of a tween myself, I see it from a different perspective. I could understand why at the beginning you were so enamored with this and why you wanted to help. But all these years later, this is still such an important thing to you. Why?
Really, because I just like to see other people happy, and I like helping other people who can't get the help or need the help. So I like when it's Christmas time and everybody's happy and everybody gets the presents that they need. Even if they can't get it for themselves, they should be getting something.
And how many years more do you think you'll be doing this for?
I don't know. For a while. For a very long time.